Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
I'm guessing we'll have plenty to say about this when the dust settles. Two seats flipped from the Republicans to the Democrats here in Michigan. 26 seats so far have gone to the Democrats. So a good night in some areas for the Democrats, but not a blue wave by any means, would I say. And I strongly suggest that the Democrats keep the victory lap limited, and maybe we can actually get something done here. It looks like they'll probably end up with a plus 30 in the House. One of the Republicans that held onto their seat, Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, joining me here on the program. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
A tough night for one of your colleagues there is Mike Bishop. Comes up short against a candidate that was very well-funded from out-of-state money. Alyssa Slotkin comes in. Democrats did a good job of picking candidates like her around the country to pick up some seats, but again, a mixed decision, I would say. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely, you're right. And as we talked about a few days ago, this it didn't feel like it was going to be this wave, and it turns out that it wasn't. Otherwise, you would have seen other races around the country closer. Races would have gone the other way. But you know, look, there's historic norms that have happened. The party had defied gravity in many ways in the Senate. It kind of settled into historic norms with the House of Representatives, but as you pointed out, we saw unprecedented amounts of outside money coming into all of these races, mine included, frankly. And here in Michigan, I mean, we had three popular proposals on the ballot, including legalizing marijuana. So there was definitely some folks that might not be regular voters coming out and participating. That certainly, I think, had some influence as well.
Well, yeah, you always wonder in an off-year election with the party that has control of the White House if they don't get the turnout of all the people they would normally like to see. And one would wonder, I mean, some of these races were fairly close. And you look at the race for the 8th Congressional District, fairly close, a couple of points, you know, a couple thousand votes, and that's it. And there you have it, and a change, and which is too bad. I do like Mike Bishop. I wish his opponent, the new congressman-elect, if you will, Alyssa Slotkin, wish her well and congratulate her. But I did like Mike Bishop. He was my congressman, thought he was a stand-up guy. I think he is a stand-up guy. And I'm disappointed that he doesn't return.
Mike, as you point out, is a stand-up guy. And he served the state well. I'm hoping that he keeps his options open. But for the next 2 years, we have to deal with those that have been elected. Now, I wish some of my friends on the left would understand that, because if you're part of that hashtag resistance group, you've refused to work with this president. We'll see what Leader Pelosi, if she can get to 218 votes and to become speaker, because everybody has to remember, you can lead your party with a simple majority within the caucus. But to lead the House of Representatives, you have to get 218 votes or a majority of the House of Representatives to vote for you to become Speaker. But we'll see how she handles this in dealing with President Trump if she's able to become Speaker.
What I wonder is, you know, you look at Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker, Jim Clyburn, as you're familiar with, came out last night and said, yes, Nancy Pelosi will be the Speaker, no problem. So there are several members of this newly elected class for the 116th Congress that all told their constituents, I will never vote for Nancy Pelosi. I will never vote for Nancy Pelosi. And the first thing they're going to have to do is go back on their word about voting for Nancy Pelosi, because it's pretty well a foregone conclusion that she will get those votes, that she will be the Speaker of the House. And honestly, and despite the disappointment for some of the people last night on the Republican side, what a gift that is to Republicans going forward. Because this could be short-lived. This could be an intermission. If Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff and Elijah Cummings conduct themselves in the way that we know they sometimes do, that doesn't bode well for them in a couple of years if they take that victory lap and really kind of dance around in the end zone and you know, open investigations and do all of this nonsense and noise and don't really work for the economy and the American people. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, one thing that I've been able to count on my radical left friends is overplaying their hand. In the past, that has been their norm. So we'll see. We'll see what they're able to do. And again, I'm not sure that it's a foregone conclusion. This is what happened. About Nancy Pelosi becoming speaker. This is what happened with Kevin McCarthy. He wasn't able to put together 218 votes on the House floor, and then Paul Ryan had to step in. So we'll see what's going to be transpiring. But I can tell you this: that first vote that we take when we come back is for Speaker of the House. And if people have made promises that they're going to break on their first vote, I would assume that the voters would hold them accountable.
Well, you know, I don't see how they get around it. Looking at things like, nothing you can do about it now. The votes have been taken. Maxine Waters could be a chair overlooking Wall Street. She's also somebody that's been calling for Trump's impeachment for 2 years. This is something that I think that, okay, Democrats, be careful what you wish for. Here it is.
Yeah, I can tell you there's a lot of Democrats that have been nervous about some of the direction that their own leaders have gone with the promises that they've been making about what they're going to do to this administration and to this president and those kinds of things. And again, I guess we've seen them overplay their hand at various times, and we'll see if they do this again. But I do have to say one quick thing, which is thank you to all the voters that are out there and the volunteers and the folks that are engaged in the system. You know, this is a less than perfect system. That's for sure. But it's the best one we've ever devised as a man.
You got that right. It's not too bad, Congressman. It's not too bad. We got to leave it right there, Congressman Bill Heisinger. Congratulations again on continuing your run as the member of Congress from the Michigan 2nd Congressional District. I'm sure we'll catch up soon, Bill.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.